This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to end the week by going back to the beginning, a survey, if you will, of the past 5 days in American business and the economy. Here for that, we've got John Carney from CNBC in our New York bureau and Catherine Rampell. She is at the New York Times. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
So, John, I guess we'll start with you. And I want to talk for a second about the markets. You know, they've been squishy this week in theory because of Syria. But I want to test that premise. Is it because of Syria, or are traders just looking for a reason to be squishy?
Look, we've been squishy for several weeks. August was the worst month in markets since, I think, May of 2012. It was very bad. People like to blame it on Syria. It's not just Syria. We have a lot of obstacles coming up in the future. Probably the debt ceiling is, you know, the big fight coming up. And that is another reason for squishiness.
What I hear him saying, Catherine, is that we ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, certainly there are plenty of things to worry about going forward, domestically as well as internationally, you know, particularly since we have a debt ceiling fight coming up and some concerns about an additional sequester. So certainly there are things to keep on the radar.
Hey, John, let me ask you about oil prices for a minute. That seems to be the one thing to me that might be genuine out of this. They were up a couple of percent per day early in the week. I actually didn't check them before I came into the studio, but that seems reasonable. That's skittishness.
Oh, sure. High oil prices are a drag on the economy. But one thing that was very interesting that happened today is after Kerry's very, you know, belligerent speech, the oil price did not spike up very much after that. And a lot of people think that's because, look, realistically, Syria directly doesn't have a big impact on oil prices. It doesn't export a lot of oil. It has some oil it produces domestically. Also, the U.S. is now producing a lot more energy domestically. So it may not have the same kind of spike effect that we've seen in, you know, past Middle East conflicts. We may actually be on secure grounds right now.
Catherine, let me pivot for a second to international markets and get away from the States for a bit. International markets have had a tough, you know, 2-3 weeks. India, Indonesia, Malaysia. A lot of the analysis has been that they're worried about the U.S. Federal Reserve ending its quantitative easing, beginning the taper, as much as I hate that word. Do you buy that?
I think it's reasonable to think that foreign markets are concerned about that. I mean, Fed policy has helped keep a lot of funding going to these developing nations, to these emerging markets.
Yeah.
And there's this threat that there's going to be a lot of money coming out of them going forward, which could hurt their currencies and has been encouraging them to raise interest rates to, you know, to have those higher yields to attract foreign funds.
John, you buying that? Or is it reasonable to think of a connection between the U.S. Federal Reserve and foreign markets?
I think it is. I think the quantitative easing, zero interest rate policy has driven a lot of money sort of abroad searching for yield. And the countries in the past have complained about this somewhat, saying we were sort of heating up their economies too much, causing too much hot money to rush into their economies. As the Federal Reserve tapers, as long-term interest rates go up, you'll see some of that money being drawn back. And that could result in slowing, particularly financial markets and all over the world, but in especially these Southeast Asian countries that we've seen it so far.
I was going to ask who you guys like for the next Fed chair, but I'm so sick and tired of that discussion. We're not even doing that. So, Catherine, I'm going to ask you one more thing, and we'll get you guys on your way on a Friday afternoon. Minimum wage is back in the news. These fast food strikes of the past day or two, getting a lot of press, getting some attention. Here's the question, though. Do you think big businesses actually notice when these discussions sort of try to get some traction?
I think they notice bad press, certainly.
Yeah.
And they've been getting some bad press in select cities, at select locations anyway. You know, the workers are asking for wage hikes of around $15
right.
an hour.
Right, minimum wage, yeah.
You know, wages that would meet $15 an hour. And Obama has been having trouble getting much traction for his proposal to raise the minimum wage to $9 by 2015. So, you know, I think you're seeing some pockets of bad press, but it's not clear to me that there's been enough momentum built so far that the businesses are going to take notice, as you said, and actually raise wages anytime soon.
All right,
you never know.
Yeah, you never do know. That's the beauty of the news. Catherine Rampell at the New York Times and John Carney from CNBC. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks
Guy.
All right, have a good weekend. You too.